So there's been lots of publicity about a recent appearance of Lindsay Lohan's mother, Dina, on the Dr. Phil program. He's been throwing out some clips of her in a parent intoxicated or spun out state, if you want to call it that, and basically making it look like she's one of the worst people on earth to be talking about parenting a child. Well, Lindsay Lohan is no child. She's been through the court system more than most adults will be in most of their lives. Most recently, as of yesterday, Lindsay Lohan, there was lots of press reported that she was assaulted in a New York hotel room. Today, that arrest of the 26-year-old, or the male, no, nevertheless, that was accused of taking cell phone photographs of Lindsay, that arrest has been voided and the charges dropped. Is just this all publicity, a way to get the Lohan name to stay in the newspaper? I'm not sure if it is or not. Does she think she was assaulted? Probably. The guy that was in the hotel room with her taking cell phone pictures or not taking cell phone pictures, there's some pictures of him surfacing on the internet with the Kardashians. Anyway, my point of all this is, does the news really have to cover it? Lindsay Lohan is a train wreck, you know, that may never stop. Her mother is somebody that probably Dr. Phil needs to talk to, or a doctor needs to talk to, get them straightened out. But the news media and all the coverage of the Lohans and the Kardashians and all that is something that we have to wonder if it really makes sense. The Kardashians have made millions and millions with their reality television. Lohan hasn't made a good movie for a long time. She's coming up in a Elizabeth Taylor story or something. When I saw the clips of it, I had to laugh out loud. But I'll let you decide. Are you interested that Lindsay was assaulted but not really assaulted, and the person that assaulted her has now been released? I don't know. I guess millions are, but you would think that the news media would have something better to do. I'm Dana Pritzer. That's today's commentary.